It's Spiegs and Mark Grody here on 670 The Score, having some fun hanging out with you on your Wednesday afternoon. We got Shane, we got Tanny. If you missed Caleb Williams, you can go back on the Odyssey Rewind function, the Rewind on the Odyssey app, and hear it. Tanny's open with all the prints in there as the comp was delightful. I'm not sure Caleb got it. I'm not sure that Caleb realized that it was complimentary and loving towards both Prince and Caleb. He's used to being just a you know, having to defend that kind of thing.
Right.
And that's not who we are, man.
He, you know, give him some time. He'll start to figure. He probably will go back. If he didn't get it, he will in a little bit. He'd go, what was all that Prince stuff about? And hopefully somebody in media relations can remember it and tell him
I don't think he kissed the ring nearly enough, Tanny. This is your town.
So there was much discussion about this, you know, on this side of the glass as that interaction was occurring, and he did not acknowledge the open. But yeah. I told Shane, I reminded him, Justin Fields says his open gave him chills when he first came on the show.
Oh, boy, so we don't want that.
So, yeah, maybe we don't want that. And maybe we want someone like, would Tom Brady be overly nice about his production? You know,
there's only one way to find out. Shane, book Tom Brady.
Right. I will do that. And Caleb Williams, if you missed our conversation with Caleb Williams from earlier and you want to listen back in the show, you can go back and listen with the rewind feature. Something you can only do in the Odyssey app. Search 670 The Score and tap earlier today to get started.
That's how you do it.
Oh, that's how you do it.
No, you said audacity.
We want a quarterback that'll just expect that kind of treatment, right?
Yeah.
Who's not impressed or wowed, you know, he's like, all right, yeah, that's the standard. Yeah.
Right. Tell you what, Tanny, go ahead, try another open for him. I will bring it out to Hallis Hall, and I will play it for him. You like this one? You get it?
Do it during a press conference?
Yeah.
Caleb, baked potato? Baked potato?
Caleb, how are you? I'm the guy who told you to drop the duh your duh bears say bears.
Just a simple bear. I'm just trying to make his life easier. He doesn't have time for the duh.
Yeah,
you know?
Now that I'm thinking about it, we shouldn't have done Caleb today. We should have just done Tevin again.
That's true.
We didn't need him.
Sure.
Well, let me see.
Tevin probably would have loved his open.
What's with the no Tevin on Hard Knocks, really? I mean, he's just in some of the shots, but are you talking to him much?
It's too easy.
Wow.
It's too easy. No, HBO didn't want to take the easy way out. Just put on the most entertaining.
Grody, are you distracting Tevin from being on the Hard Knocks camera?
I think what happened is that they're like, we can't do better than what Grody has done with Tevin Jenkins in the past, right? Whether my multiple interviews with him, my multiple conferences, they're like, we cannot top that. So I get
it. I know it's a rookie's thing, but I'm kind of disappointed that Tevin didn't make the Woodman's run.
Oh, he would have had a blast.
Oh, that would have been so much content.
I'm sad we didn't have Hard Knocks when Tevin went to Home Depot to get Christmas. That would have been a freaking ratings
bonanza. Now would be the time to do it, too. They're on sale. Get them right now. Send Tevin out. Grody, by the way, are you leaving something out? Did you do something to Tevin? Because normally he would be like very receptive of my text messages, but now when I text him, if I need like him to come on the show randomly, it's like, I'm watching the baby. Watching the baby.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, so I think he associates us with you, and you might have done something.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, I could go back and listen to the interview that Weider and I did with him. I don't think we turned him off in any way.
Okay.
No. But I have not had, like, because we don't have open locker room right now, I have not had one-on-one time with Tevin Jenkins since the OTA started.
Okay.
So
Shane,
I'll find out. Though.
Shane,
find
try
out.
To bribe him. Send him a Wendy's gift card.
Okay.
I mean, that should work.
Take
Justin is in Plainfield, wants to join us and talk about Ryan Poles and everything that we heard, that 13 minutes of exquisite football genius from the current man of the moment in this town. What's up, Justin?
Hey, I did appreciate the Lego movie Emmett reference, by the way.
Right? The special, man. Speaking of Grody, the guy needs to have kids.
Yeah.
You know, I tried to block out most of Bears history because it's been so bad, but under Emery and Pace and Angelo, it always felt like they're comfortable with beating the Packers, and like that was the end goal. And Lovey said, we're going to beat the Packers. And my biggest takeaway from that whole press conference was he had a chance to kind of get away when they said, what's your expectations if we lose in the playoffs? And him saying championships, it just kind of gave me that feel when the Cubs went from lovable loser to Theo, and immediately was like, no, championships are the expectation. And it's just so refreshing to hear that. And just curious on your thoughts. Thanks, guys.
This is why for any professional team, you go outside the organization and you go grab somebody really smart from a place that has done it before. It's a tale as old as time. And frankly, it's why so many of us went ballistic the last five times that Jerry Reinsdorf has hired somebody from inside the house. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? To run the White Sox. Like, well, what are you doing? That's not how you do it. You do this, and if it doesn't work, you do it again. And then if that doesn't work, you do it again. Go get somebody very smart from a brilliant organization. Give them the keys and say, please do what you have seen work to the best of your ability. And Ryan Poles is building what he saw Andy Reid and Brett Veach and others put together in Kansas City. And now he has found, through the magic of that Bryce Young trade and Lovie Smith's incredible work with the Texans to lose, to help them win that extra game, he has found his Pat Mahomes to be the cherry on top of the sundae. But clearly what he's been building here is trying to build a culture and collect people. Look, the way that they talk about the humans that they've compiled, Mark Grody, Flew said the other day, they only get guys with good motors. That's all we do, is we go at guys with good motors. Cole Kmet talking about the specialness of all the different players. Everything the polls said. Kyler Gordon saying the chemistry is uncommon, right? It's like, clearly they are targeting the right kinds of humans to build what they want to build, and now they've got the quarterback to go with it.
I think that other GMs that the Bears have had have said similar things, but they haven't been able to accomplish it. Like, officially now, at this point, ahead of this season, Ryan Poles has had more pluses than minuses in terms of what, on paper, the Bears have built. I mean, if you want to go back to, like, Larry Ogunjobi, I don't think that was a big mistake, but that was an injury. The guy that they initially wanted to be their three technique. Obviously, Chase Claypool was a big mistake. And the only other area right now that I look at Ryan Poles critically is the center position, because they have the Lucas Patrick signing was not good. Sam Mustipher was not going to be your center, nor was Cody Whitehair. We'll see about Coleman Shelton. And by the way, Ryan Bates practiced today, so I don't know if this is a ramp-up period for Ryan Bates and if he could potentially be ready for week one. I doubt it. I do think it's going to be Nate Davis as your starting right guard and Coleman Shelton as the center. But the fact that Ryan Bates is back practicing is really good, because we didn't know anything about the injury. I was starting to think it might be serious for Bates. Apparently, it's not that serious if he was out there practicing today. And I kind of believe what Poles is saying, that this might be the best depth that we've seen with the Bears, and even predating Ryan Poles in terms of the actual depth on this offensive line right now.
The caller's point about it feeling like, you know, pre-World Series Cubs and Theo Epstein, a texter said it yesterday too, comparing that feeling. And obviously that's the most recent feeling in this town of like, when, oh wait, I think they, are we great? I think we might be great. Is it possible? Is this going to happen? And just having it be different than the past history, where you're used to so much disappointment. The difference in football is that it almost always can't happen unless you have the quarterback.
Let me ask you a question.
And this time, they got the quarterback.
Do you think right now Detroit and Green Bay are better than the Bears? I do. I do.
I
think right now, I mean, you can't.
I do.
Yeah, Jordan Love scares the hell out of me just because of what he did in the Dallas, or what the Packers did in the Dallas game when they go on in the playoffs.
Jordan Love is a really, really good quarterback who learned a lot of the stuff that Caleb was talking about Aaron Rodgers. Jordan Love learned it and is now doing it. It's funny you bring up Jordan Love. Jordan Love earlier today was talking about the Bears. Jordan Love is somebody to fear, and apparently he loves beating the Bears.
Favorite team to play against? Good question. It's a good question. I'll say the Bears. Two.
Yo, are you looking to become the new owner of the Bears or what?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Favorite team to play against the Bears and hopes to continue the Green Bay ownership.
It is on. I had not heard that yet. I love that he said that. Now, you know who I'm going right to next time? I'm going right to Jaquan Brisker with this. Right to Brisker, because remember, Brisker just had no respect for the Packers. When the Packers beat the Bears' asses last year in the final game of the season, after the game, I and a few other reporters listened to Jaquan Brisker tear apart the Green Bay Packers and saying that he's got no respect for their wide receivers, and he wasn't stopping. So I'm taking the... Tanny, I'm going to need that audio for Brisker as well.
Yeah, remember, too, they were talking about the game plan against their receivers in general. They didn't love the game plan the day after the game they were talking about.
Hey, man, I thought of that during Poles, when Poles said that Matt Eberflus takes the feedback. Yeah, Brisker talked about it. We talked about it with Jalen Johnson that next time we had him on about exactly that. They're like, come on, let us man up on these wide receivers. Let us try to shove them around instead of laying off of them.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about it. And he's just thinking, because these are not big name receivers for the Packers, that Brisker's all over them. But that's the problem. They're not big name guys, and yet Jordan Love is making them look good and beat the Bears.
Yeah. I mean, it is quite a moment. It is quite a moment here. And Jordan Love, he has no idea what he just did.
Oh, no, he doesn't. But I like that he did it. It's on. The game is the game. And it is open now, man. It is fair game now to push the Bears-Packers rivalry, and in a genuine way. Did y'all hear what Jordan Love is saying out there?
Yeah, he wants
ownership. Uh-huh. He wants to invest in the Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
How you feeling about that, George McCaskey? How you feeling?
Yeah.
I might ask George about that.
It's just too bad that Les Grobstein isn't around to comment on this, you know,
the puke green and the urine yellow. A lot of people can't KMA to Jordan Love and any of their other quarterbacks of the past. I go back to Eddie Lee Iver. Well, he was a running back. A lot of people thought he should have been a quarterback. Grobber is watching.
He's always
Grobber
watching.
Would have just gone off.
Devoured.
Oh,
that.
My God.
Jordan Love, a lock.
Jordan
to win.
Love, more like Jordan Hate.
He would have been a lock to win, and for that, you suck.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight.
Oh, my God.
And also, bum of the week.
Bum of the year. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, you want ownership? I got something I want to sell you right now. It's my fist.
Some of you Packer fans are classy, but for some of you obnoxious scumbags, I got one thing.
You know what that is? That's bull porn material. Oh, excuse me, bulletin board material.
That was also off the air.
Oh, it was?
Nobody understands what you're saying.
I forgot it was off the air.
That's the way
we roll around here. Sometimes the on-the-air stuff, it feels just like the off-the-air stuff.
Grody, what do you think about bull porn for Pirates?
Oh, yeah. They were right down the hallway. They were in the alternate studio, actually, right next to Pirates for Porno. Or Porno for Pirates.
Uh-huh.
Pirates for... There are four porno, those Pirates are.
Well, wouldn't you be?
Hey, that Perry Farrell, different kind of feral, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Porno for Pirates. Yeah, I did say that.
A lot of peg leg stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So much peg leg material.
Jane's Addiction, coming to the Aragon Ballroom.
Are they really?
Yeah, September.
Oh, wow.
Yep,
670, the score is where you are. He's Mark Grody. I'm Matt Spiegel. He's got a comparison for me from a Bears team of the past. And did you guys hear what the Cubs did? We have to talk about this. Keep it here on the score.
Area code 414. Again, this is a gloating Packer fan. And you know what? You know what all you can do? You can basically bend over, grab your ankles, and kiss your own rear end. Get comfortable sucking, Bear fans. Well, if you're a Packer fan, we don't give a darn what you say. If you are a Packer fan, your opinion means nothing. We don't care.